Close Encounters of a Third Level Kind was produced and edited by Anya Lyne and Cian Henniger. This programme was funded by Wired FM and the BCI Sound and Vision Funding Scheme.
My name is Ville Vehmanen. That would be the Finnish pronunciation of my name. I'm from Finland. I've got two sisters. They're 18 and 21. The younger one is still living with my parents. My mom works in a preschool and my dad's a nurse. Both of my sisters are studying. I come from southern Finland, from a city called Turku. The Swedish name is Åbo, so that's where I study. Originally, I'm from a small town, which is about 30 kilometers from Turku, but I've been living in Turku now for 2 years, studying there in the University of Turku. In Finland, I study English and history, and when I graduate, I'll be an English teacher in this kind of a middle school, which is between secondary school and university. Basically teaching 17 to 19-year-old students. And I definitely wanted to go to an English-speaking country to do an exchange year. And we didn't have that many options, so basically I applied to two universities, one in England and one in Ireland. I got chosen to Ireland, and I've been very happy so far.
Okay, so do you want to tell us a little bit about how college in Finland is different to college in Ireland?
First of all, in Finland we have a different system that if you enroll to university, you immediately will be aiming to MA. So we do the BA thesis, or we do the BA2, but basically everyone in the university will be masters. And the system is different even how you apply to a university. We have entrance exams, and it's generally considered quite difficult to get into a university. And people might spend several years just every year trying to get into a university. And there are special courses that'll train you to your entrance exam. And the studying here, I think it seems like it's more fixed. It's basically... it's all like settled. You can't decide that much what you want to do. In my university, I've got a major and one or two or even three minors. But then I'll just pick courses, and when I have enough points, I'll do my MA thesis, and that's how you graduate. I live at City Campus, and most of the international students are living very close to each other. But I consider myself lucky that I've met quite a lot of Irish students as well. So far, I have not had a bad experience. I'm speaking and I'm in interaction with Irish students every day. And everyone's very friendly. A thing that separates Irish students and Irish people from Finnish is that when I walk around Mary Eye, even, you know, if I meet someone I've never seen before, they might just greet you, how are you doing, and that would never happen in Finland. From the first day I was interested in societies, and of course when you're an exchange student you try to socialize as much as possible, you go out and do stuff. But actually at any point I didn't find it difficult to meet Irish students. So basically the ones I'm seeing most now, I've met them through different courses, some of them in societies, some of them through them, like they've introduced me to their friend and so on. So I have had no difficulty in meeting Irish people. That was actually a thing that I was worried about before I came here, because that's what students always complain, that they didn't like integrate into the society, or they didn't meet native speakers or Irish people or whatever country they went. I didn't have any expectations on Irish students, and I don't think that they have a special reputation in Finland that they would be considered as notoriously lazy or anything like that. I had no expectation. I haven't had any bad experiences so far. I don't know, maybe I've been exceptionally lucky. I would say that maybe Finnish students, in at least the kind of experience that I've got, is that they're more, maybe I would say, not individual, but the emphasis is more on your own work in Finland, that you can do whatever you want. And basically you can do book exams. There are two or three books, you read them and then you do the exam. So it's on, the emphasis is on your individual work. And here it's more like, maybe a bit more like going to, still to secondary school. I don't know what secondary school here is like, but I could imagine that it's, you go to classes and you do what you're told. And like I said, the whole system is different. I would say that it's more free in Finland. And I think that makes it different, the studying.
Do you think Irish students are lazier than, we'll say, Finnish students or other students? Do you think that they get away with a lot more?
No, I wouldn't say that. Everyone's different. There are lazier students and there are those who work more. But that's the same in Finland. So I wouldn't say that I could see like a general difference between Finnish and Irish students. One thing is that Irish students are younger. In Finland, you graduate from kind of junior high or middle school. I don't know, you don't have that kind of school in your system. But you graduate when you're 19. And for example, I got into university when I was 21. And it'll take the minimum of 5 years to graduate. So in Finland, you hardly ever meet as young students as here. So it's exceptional if somebody's just 19. Or even 18, that couldn't happen in Finland. Irish are notorious drinkers, but yeah, we Finns are quite big in that way as well. Well, one, I don't know if it's a Limerick thing or an Irish thing, but Tuesday is the biggest day to go out, and not in Finland. We go out on maybe Wednesdays, and Thursday might be a student day. And then on Fridays and Saturdays. City campus, it's only students. In Finland, I'm living on my own. I've got my flat. I'm not living in a student accommodation. So I don't know what it's like in Finland if you would be living in a student village. So maybe my opinion is a bit biased in that way. I've really liked all the Irish students I've met, and a big thank you so far. Hopefully meet loads of nice people in the spring.
Close Encounters of a Third Level Kind was produced and edited by Anya Lyne and Cian Henniger. This programme was funded by Wired FM and the BCI Sound and Vision Funding Scheme.